Item number three, then items six and seven. You're welcome, Director.
Item number three, from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting financial updates. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Williams and Mr. Bernatz. Will you identify yourselves, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. This is Jay Williams, and I am President and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum, and joining me is Mike Bernatz, who is Chief Financial Officer and Senior Vice President. It's our pleasure to come before you and discuss our first quarter performance. I think we're pleased that our operating performance is ahead of plan. It's ahead of plan primarily due to a good expense management. If we look at our net asset position, we're also significantly ahead of our plan this year. We have also benefited from the lift in the stock market. So the investment performance has been very good. So we're basically $200,000 ahead on operation and about $500,000 ahead on investment. So that's the good news. Year-to-date, our attendance is a little bit less than we had budgeted. We had a wonderful exhibit, a smaller exhibit called Scoop on Poop, and it did not reach our attendance goal, but we had wonderful reception from our guests. Our school groups are running ahead of plan. A lot of that is the good partnership we have with MPS. We have a learning journey program designed for third graders, and we've had many of them at the museum in the first quarter of the year. We're excited that the Body Worlds exhibit will be opening next week. It met with a lot of enthusiasm in the community when it was here back in 2008, and we're pleased that it's going to be here again. We're also excited, as we mentioned, we are actually in the midst of building the first new exhibit in over 10 years. It deals with the formation of ancient civilization, and that should be open, we hope, January, February of 2015. We're also pleased to announce that during that first quarter, we did close on the acquisition of the Discovery World property, and that has taken place. So we're very pleased that that project, which had been out there, I think, since 2005, has finally come together. And that's our brief summary. We're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I would like to move that we place this on file. I want to thank you. This is good news for us. I have been seeing the Body Worlds advertisements already, so I'm glad to see you've got a lot of marketing going. And I believe you also sit on the larger committee regarding basketball arena and
yes.
Cultures and so on. And my only comment on that is I think we hear way too much about the basketball arena and not enough about the cultures, because the cultures piece to me is so much more important than that basketball issue. So I hope that you'll be able to maybe get your voice evened out a little bit. But it seems the basketball arena just gets so much play all the time. So thank you.
Well, I'll share with you, Supervisor, a statistic that was in The Economist in the end of December. They had a section on museums, and it looked at our country. You can add every professional sporting event of every sport in America and add every theme park in America and take that total attendance, and it doesn't come near the attendance at museums in 2012.
And it's so much more useful to do.
Yes. 850 million visitors to museums in our country in 2012.
Well, I hope you're getting some press today. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for the report and the candor that we've had. I'd like to take just a little sidebar. I've been a longtime member on the Board of Trustees, Board of Directors, since the fiasco that we're all too familiar with. I've had a couple of CEOs since then. It's no secret that Mr. Williams is leaving as CEO. We have a special meeting in the Board of Directors Monday morning early, and it's public information that the MPM Board of Directors will probably try to find a successor before our next annual meeting on February 20th. So I would like to thank Mr. Williams, and I think this is something when we just talked about, we're looking at our amenities. You've been to the zoo lately. You see what the new art museum's doing. You see what the public museum's doing. We have some unbelievable civic attractions that we have public-private partnerships here that we've done a lot to. We've done some marvelous things this last budget we're all familiar with. We got out on a limb a little bit, but I think we've been matched by the candor and the hard work that, you know, some of these, you know, large CEOs are getting paid. Mr. Williams took a significant cut. He has a very good salary. Significant cut coming from the private sector that many of these directors do. And there's two major areas, and I'm not going to ask Mr. Williams to answer. I'll ask the financial man here. When Mr. Williams came, what was our debt and what is it now? When Mr. Williams came, what was our endowment and what is it now? Can you answer those two questions, please?
Not precisely. But,
I'll answer.
But,
okay.
But I can say that, you know, because we were able to, at one point the museum's debt was as high as $25 million. Now all of that, what we have remaining is about $2 million, and all of that is covered by donations that will pay that off in the next couple of years.
1.8 of it, right?
Yeah. Right. And, you know, the endowment, which was drained to nothing, now stands at about $7 million. So there's been tremendous turnaround in the stability with the help of direction of Mr. Williams.
Well, I know it's not the neatest way to be, you know, ask a question, know the answer of it. It's always a safe way to do something. We all do that, I guess, if we're smart. But my point is that I would like to publicly thank Mr. Williams for his leadership, because those facts stand for themselves. There was a lot of consternation in the past, especially in this area, the public museum. They're saying, you know, why are we putting tax money in for, you know, that everybody can't go to, but there have always been free Mondays. We're going to have free first Thursdays. Milwaukee County residents always get $2 off. But if you look at the numbers in these areas, the school children, especially to the public schools, the thousands of young people that are brought in and the projects they have in science for fourth graders, for all our children, that's why I'm proud to be on this board, as we're on many boards I think we're proud of. We do a lot of good work in Milwaukee, a lot of good things to talk about Milwaukee County instead of being the negative all the time. And this is an example of it, and I'm sure we'll find someone that will keep the mission of the museum going, but, you know, I'm going to overdo this because there are still challenges ahead of us, and maybe you haven't done everything you want to do, but those two examples I think you can be proud of, and I'm a proud member of the museum board. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. And Mr. Williams, we want to really thank you for the time that you have given us. You've been very creative and very patient in dealing with what the museum has had before it. And a board member like this is very valuable, as you know. And again, we thank you very much for your service.
I appreciate that. But the museum would not be here if it was not for Milwaukee County. It's you hold the artifacts in trust, and the citizens appreciate your support and what we're able to deliver to the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to appreciate the leadership at the museum. These are well accepted numbers and progress, and I'm excited about the Body Worlds exhibit because I saw it back in 2008. With my family around the whole. I mean, if you remember, I think the museum was the busiest that it's ever been at the time, and it's exciting to have that exhibit come back, also with the IMAX movie to match it, and I look forward to being there again, and the amount of young people that get a chance to get exposed to that type of education is important, just about the human body. So
thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, people.
Appreciate it. We have a motion to receive and place on file item number 3 from Supervisor Jersey. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll on that motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair,
aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file prevails.
Before we